You won't need electrodes for the trip we're about to take to the Alfama neighborhood in Lisbon, Portugal.
My name is Carminho, is Maria do Carmo de Carvalho Rebelo de Andrade. It's a big name.
A long name, but everyone in Portugal knows her simply as Carminho, an exceptional singer of the Portuguese style known as Fado.
Quem escreve suas canções, dizendo aquilo que sente, faz crescer os corações, emoções como semente.
As a fadista, Carminho is a big star in Portugal. Several years ago, before she became big, she was at university studying marketing and singing in Fado clubs to make money. But something was missing in her life.
I was not happy with that. I was not happy with the marketing and publicity. I didn't know that I could be a professional singer. I just sang normally like a hobby. I already sang in Fado houses. And I had some companies, big companies, to invite me to make an album with them. And I was very scared because I was sure that I didn't have the maturity to make an album, to defend the album. So I, with the money I earned from singing in Fado houses, I bought a ticket to a round world travel. And I was 1 year backpacking and doing volunteer work and doing and learning more about myself than any time before. And still I have a lot of fruits from that experience.
And the kind of work you were doing, I mean, you spent 2 months, as I said, at Mother Teresa's mission in Calcutta. Was the volunteer work you were doing generally kind of for poor people?
I was with the people who is going to die, who is going to die soon. They are very sick. And then I worked also with the handicapped children, and was a beautiful work too.
Agora entendo a canção que eu vi uma vida inteira.
I didn't sing during the trip because I wanted to discover if I really wanted to sing. So I quit to sing. Even to when you go travel alone, what you heard mostly is people asking you, who are you? And I was able to choose whatever I wanted. So I could choose to say, I'm a ballerina, I'm a lawyer, or I'm a singer, because in my town, in Lisbon, nobody wanted to see, to listen Fado when I was young. So I get a little bit sad, and it was not so good to say to people I was a fadista, because nobody cared. My friends didn't like it. When I was in traveling, I decided to, what I'm going to do, put myself on in this situation again, and people saying that, oh, what is that? But I was surprised because I started to say that I was singing a traditional song from my country, and I was a singer, and people was so enthusiastic and so joy, with a lot of joy to know more about the culture, about myself, about what I was doing in Portugal, that I get a lot of confidence, more confidence to embrace this culture and to return and to sing again. So I think my voice changed too, and my confidence changed, and my knowledge, more knowledge to understand the words, because Fado, it's about music, but it's also about lyrics and poems and the words, the energy you put in each word. It's so important to the final result.
Não pensem que me esqueci de começar a fiar.
So you've got a few more concerts left. What is the best way to listen to Fado, a music with lyrics in Portuguese that many Americans do not understand? What's your advice to Americans?
I advise them to open their hearts and to see if they can connect with their history, because the histories of Fado, it's all about feelings. It's all about love and taking care and missing someone. So there's something magical in Fado, that when you put the truth on each word, the audience, even they don't understand the words, they can get some of the energy and can get something to them.
No velo que por quebrar deu a ideia.
Portuguese Fado singer Carminho. Now that you know how to listen to Fado, you can hear her live. Carminho has three more dates on her U.S. tour. Los Angeles tomorrow, San Francisco on Sunday, and she's in Washington, D.C. next Tuesday.